Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm John Ryan, your host. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still going, John.
And we're talking here with Supervisor Judy Bosworth of the town of North Hempstead. And when we just went to break, Judy was talking in reference to the contract, the six-year contract that was just finalized with the union. And I just need to make one thing very clear. That's a very good contract for the members of the union, but two, if I'm right, out of the 4 years were payments, not raises. So the non-cumulative effect of that is very significant for the taxpayer. They still get the money, but you're not accumulating it on top of the following year. So it's a benefit to both, and that's what negotiations are for, not to keep walking away from a table, to get it done so that it's a win-win. And that's one thing that Judy's administration, I feel, does. You win-lose, you're starting downhill. Everybody has to be a winner, and you have to compromise and win-win. So that's a great – that's I didn't know that, but that was really – the contract is tremendous.
Magic word, compromise.
Yeah, it's the truth.
You know, that's the only way we can move forward and we can accomplish things is by making sure that we're working together and trying to see each other's, you know, perspectives.
Right.
And coming to something that's fair to everybody.
Yeah, and you can't always do it, but –
but you got to do your best.
You have to have that as a goal.
Absolutely.
And the people have to believe that Judy has their best intention at heart. And say, guess what? I can't do it this time. Maybe next time. But when the next time comes, she remembers it and you can do it. So you have to, it really, it's a give and take.
No question.
You know? You had some questions, Otto, so I'm going to send
it.
Are you awake?
Well, one of the things that I wish we could all sort of hit a button and control on the world is anti-hate. And I know, Judy, you're a big proponent and have some program basically going on that. Maybe you could just elaborate on that for a minute.
Thanks for bringing that up. You know, it's not so much in the news now as it had been some months ago. But we were experiencing a lot of messages of hate, intolerance, and bigotry right here in North Hempstead.
Right.
And members of the community, a number of them, came to our town board meeting and said, well, what are you as a town going to do about that? And that was a great question. And so we got together, we got a group of my staff together, and we met with Steve Markowitz from the Holocaust Memorial and Tolerance Center. Mm-hmm. And the idea was to see if we could come up with something that would make sense for the town to be part of and to go forward to get that message out. And one of the first things that was suggested was an initiative, and it's a national initiative called Not in Our Town. And as soon as I heard those words, I said, I don't think I need to even hear what the program is. That embodies the spirit of what we're trying to say here. Not in our town. There is no room for hate, intolerance, bigotry, prejudice. Not in our town. Everyone needs to know that they're safe here, that they feel welcome, and that we will stand up to bullying, we will stand up to acts of prejudice, intolerance in any way, shape, or form. And so we put together a Not in Our Town initiative. We had a wonderful event, I think it was last May, where we had people from all over Long Island speaking about what we can do to step up in the face of those terrible things. We also had a big poster that we had everybody sign, mm-hmm. and it was saying that they had a pledge that they would stand up to hate, intolerance, bigotry. We had smaller posters, and we actually ran ads in the local papers with the poster in it so that people could cut it out, put it on their windows, put it on their doors, because the message was there is no room for that here in the town of North Hempstead, and we hope that by speaking about it, raising consciousness about it, that it would start a bigger discussion. And one of the things that was most important was that this not just be a one-time event. That, you know, people will have a dialogue, they'll have an event, they'll do it, everybody feels very good, and then, you know, on to the next thing. And we were committed that it would not be that way. I tell you, I'm blessed to work with a wonderful town board. Each town council member is so supportive of this initiative and of really everything that we're doing here in the town. And so the next thing that we're doing, actually we're in the process of it, is we're having a photo contest for school-age children. We've had over 100 entries already, and we're asking youngsters to take pictures in their community that demonstrate standing up against messages of hate and intolerance, showing ways of people working together, of coming together, of supporting each other. And we're actually going to have a ceremony in May at Town Hall.
Oh, okay.
To announce the winners. There'll be a judging. Stay tuned for more details. But it's just very, very important that we do what we can to stop the hate, intolerance, or bullying in schools, in our communities. And so whatever we can do to raise awareness about that is important.
Yeah, I had a personal thing. I think I might have mentioned this once before, but when I was a kid, it was during World War II, and my parents came from Germany in about 1928, and I remember being called a Nazi at the age of 7, and born in Brooklyn, and that stuck with me. And, what it made me realize is that it's so stupid. It was a young kid who called me that, so he got it from his parents. That's where it starts, obviously. So I think just to promote that, I mean, I don't get it. Why would you not? I think some people make themselves feel more powerful by hating and being bigots and whatever. But I think the promotion of being anti that is a great thing and should keep going. And I think it's a great idea with the kids, you know.
It starts with the children.
Yeah.
It really, if the children are able to understand how important it is to stand up for each other and to stand up against any acts that make somebody else feel bad, if we can have a generation of young people understanding how important that is and really putting that into their hearts, then we have hope.
Yeah, because I think maybe they may help straighten their parents out in some cases.
Well, that's the issue. You have to pick your battle.
Yeah.
And to go after the maybe 40, 50-year-old parent or the 70-year-old grandparent, maybe it's losing the battle.
It is.
Start with the children. Maybe a grandparent or a parent will wake up and say, that's right. Why? Like you're telling a story now. So one of your grandchildren will say, my God, that happened to Papa or whatever. It's like, that's a terrible thing.
I've told that to my grandchildren because I don't want them to be the type of people that will call somebody that or any other remark that they shouldn't use.
It's so interesting, Otto, because that was the experience you had. And my parents came here in 1939, escaping the Holocaust.
Right.
So it was really a different experience. But I remember...
Same problem.
But the same problem. Mm-hmm. And I remember someone having words with my mom. And my mom was a real pip, I have to say. She was...
You related to her?
Yeah, a little bit. And a woman in our apartment building screamed at her, you refugee you, why don't you go back where you came from? And my mother, and she was shorter than I, believe it or not, my mother, stood up as tall as she could and said, if the United States of America deems it right for me to be a citizen, then I think you have to accept it as well. And I was 8 years old at the time, and that just stayed with me as happened to you stayed with you.
I think, and the older you get when you look back on things like that, the more you understand what was really going on. When you're 7 years old or whatever, you don't quite get it, but you're not happy about it.
But down deep, it bothers you.
It's scary.
And it sticks with you. That was a negative.
I'm not a look-and-for-fighter type
right,
guy,
right.
But I remember chasing...
You're a lover.
I remember chasing this kid around the block.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
My mother told me the veins were popping outside of my
neck. So you were like that even then? Okay.
Yeah. I still remember his name, but I will never bring it up to anybody.
That's amazing. That's a good one.
Yeah, I do. I do remember.
We're gonna shift around. Another helping thing. We're gonna just start a little piece, and
sure.
Then we'll get to it after we come back. Helping specifically children again. Tobacco 21. That's huge.
Yes. So when I was in the Nassau County Legislature, I remember working with my good friend, who unfortunately is no longer with us, Judy Jacobs, trying to work on a lot of anti-smoking initiatives. And I have to say, we got nowhere. There was one initiative that I still think should be, and that's that there should be something that says that you can't smoke in cars with children under the age of 18. Because we know how very, very serious the effects of secondhand smoke are. And think about young developing lungs being in a car with windows closed mm-hmm. and the smoke just circulating. And what can they do? You know, they're in a car seat. Or mm-hmm. They really are victims of some thoughtless smoking by adults.
Just keep your thought. We went to Ireland 20 years ago, and my mother and father, my three kids, and my sister and her husband at the time, one van we were driving, it was raining, the windows are up, my father has to smoke his cigar.
A cigar. Oh,
Steph, my wife wanted to throw up. She's like, oh. And you can't open the window because it's raining.
Right.
And he's just puffing away. It's like, oh, and you couldn't say stop doing it. So, right. But it's terrible. Everybody's gagging.
Right, right. Well, and not only because it makes you feel not good, but you can imagine what it does, again, to these developing lungs. It's not good. And we had, you know, representatives from the American Cancer Society and pediatricians. I mean, really all kinds of people standing there saying why this was so important to happen, but it didn't.
Right.
But fast forward, now we come to North Hempstead, and so I'm very proud to say that last year we did pass a law that prohibited the sale of tobacco products, any liquid nicotine, electronic cigarettes, to anyone under the age of 21. And so the importance of that is to deter adolescents and young adults from using tobacco and tobacco-related products. Because they show the earlier you start smoking, the more likely it is that you will be a lifetime smoker. I will say that North Hempstead was the first municipality in Nassau County to raise the age to 21. We've served as a model to multiple villages uh-huh. in the town who have followed suit. Baxter Estates, Port Washington North, Great Neck Plaza.
You know what? I'm going to have to hold your thought. Okay. We have to go into the break. We're going to continue with it. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
Remember, this is legal.
Okay. There's legal things, Jack.